Praise the Lord. This song to start our studies today. Ancient one, ever true. Ancient world, the living world, the one who can never change, the one who honoreth his word more than his name. You are the one who sent your word, and your word healed us of all of our diseases, deliver us from ignorance, and enlighten us to the glory of your name. As I've gathered at your feet this evening, please speak to us in the clear accent in the name of Jesus. May I not speak in the volume of man, but may I speak under the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for answers to prayers. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for our daddy, our chaplain, for the privilege given to me. Given to me to stand here today. I pray God will continue to strengthen him and give him more wisdom in Jesus' name. Today we want to look at a topic like what Daddy said. He said we'll be looking at a mission throughout this month. And last week we looked at the mission as the heartbeat or what is very, very important to God. Mission, I would say heartbeat, the mind of God towards mankind. And our pastor, that last week, explained what mission means to us and how we can also support in area we can be a co-laborer or partner with God in mission. Praise the Lord. Because of our time, we'll go straight to today's topic. Supporting mission work through the missionaries. Supporting mission work through the missionaries. And our Bible text for today, the background scriptures, is Matthew 10:42 and Matthew 25:34. I read, "And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." Matthew 25:34. "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our heart in Jesus' name. I would say that these scriptures actually is talking about the benefit of those that support missionaries. Benefits. Even God did not even start with the mission and the people he sending. He has given us word that will encourage us to know that the what we are giving is not a waste. Is the giver of the resources, is the giver of the wisdom, whatever we are going to discuss or we can think of a mission, is the benefit God is actually mentioned here. Praise God. Sometimes there are some of us that if we don't see miracles like what Jesus Christ says, they will not believe. And that's why God gave us this word. That you giving these things to these people, you are the one to be blessed. You are the one to receive reward. You are the one to be expound or enlarged by your giving. Praise the Lord. Well, by God's grace, by the time we are looking at our discussion, we'll go back to these scriptures. Introduction. When we say it's biblical, we mean that missions and evangelism are biblical. Can we see Matthew 28:19-20? Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Praise the Lord. We can see that missions and evangelism, biblical, is not something that somebody just bring out to do. Jesus personally asked his followers to go into the whole world and preach the gospel to all the people and make them disciples of the one true God. So the primary motivation for missions is obeying God's command to his church. This is the main reason missionaries today leave their homes and families to go to foreign countries and preach the gospel. Supporting missionary is a biblical command as well. Can we see 3 John 7-8? Supporting missionaries is a biblical command as well. Because they went forth for his name's sake, taking nothing from the Gentiles, we therefore ought to receive such that we may become fellow workers for the truth. Praise the Lord. Can we see that to support them is not that these people are just coming to take our money? Praise the Lord. The reason missionaries do what they do is to spread truth to the whole world, and John encourages us to support people like this. Missionaries will not be able to fulfill their mission without your support and encouragement. Else, John encouraged the church to support mission work. Supporting missionaries makes you a part of their work and eventually a part of God's global. Let me explain this. Supporting missionaries makes you a part of their work. When we see ourselves as partners or we are just giving, sometimes we might get discouraged. But when you see yourself as a co-laborer with them, that is just that you are unable to go to the field, we will always be encouraged. Even when we don't have some things enough to give to them, we know that this is my work, and this is my work must not suffer. Praise the Lord. God has called some to go and others to stay and give and pray. Some are called to go and some are to stay to pray and what? And to give. Who is a missionary? A missionary is a person on a religious mission, especially one sent to promote Christianity to foreign countries, community, tribe, or geographical area, and also to perform ministries of service such as education, literacy, social justice, healthcare, and economic development. We could see that there are many missionary schools that are brought here by missionaries. Praise God. That if Daddy will permit me, missionary brought Baptist Seminary. Praise God. And over 120 years, the labor, the education in the spiritual aspect and social aspect is still there. Even generations that were not born at that time, they are still benefiting from it. Praise God. Similar names for missionaries, other names that we can call them, they can be called evangelist, apostle, preacher, tele-evangelist, minister, priest, campaigner, crusader, champion, converter, promoter, advocate, proponent, etc. They have, if you hear this as a name of missionary, we are not making mistake. Praise the Lord. Practical ways: family, friends, individual, church, and church can support missionaries. Practical ways: you and I, as individual, as a church, as a friend, as a family member, or family as a church or community,
that we can support missionary. Number one, pray powerfully. Pray powerfully for them. Prayers put daggers in the heart of the enemy. I will come to this picture I'm showing to us, and I will ask a question from us. From all these points we are lighting here, how it relates, or how we can bring all these points from the pictures we are seeing here. Praise the Lord. They need prayers. Missionary needs prayers. We know that when they go out like that, they are fighting a battle. It might not be on an arrow, but you bringing sinners, devil will not just sit down and be looking at you. I have witnessed a situation that they almost killed some of our people. You know, when I was in school, they almost killed them because they went to a place to preach. Praise God. The what God used that day was, some of the youth in that community said, we saw these people going to the current president of this community, and they carried some things to the place, but when they were returning, they didn't bring this thing out. Time will not permit you to give you the story of what happened. And that was how God settled that matter. It's as a result of the preparation of some people towards that mission. Prayers. We need to pray very well for them. Believe supportively. What you don't believe in, you can't support it. Praise God. Some weeks ago, somebody said, a minister you don't believe in is anointing. His anointing cannot work for you. If you don't believe in missionaries, if you don't believe in missions, there is no way you can support them. Praise God. They need you to believe that God can do the impossible and amazing things through them. I didn't go to me that very year. Missionary experience exposure. A boy of 6 years old, he has never walked before. And our people that went to that community, that should be Cameroon, I can't remember the country again. Not ministers, brothers, brethren. And they pray for that boy. And that very day, that boy that has never walked before stood on his two legs. Praise the Lord. It's a result of some people supporting them, whether by prayers or by any other means. Three, contact them frequently. Contact them what? Frequently. One simple mail, call, and even video calls. There are many means that we can call. There is Facebook call, WhatsApp call, Skype. That we can, hello, bro, so, I just said I should see your face. It's been a while. It's over a month. It's over a year that I've seen your face. I just said I should see your face. SMS, that 5 naira or 2 naira SMS can go a long way. Praise God. There are times around 2007 when my brethren back then in Ife in fellowship, they will send SMS to me. It will be as if God explained what I was passing through to them, and I will be crying. Praise God. That SMS that you are thinking that is nothing, it can go a long way for these people. We can place call through to them. Four, give sacrificially. Praise God. Some of us, the moment they come to church, they call Capros, TKP or TLC or Peace House around. You see our people, they don't come again. They don't come collect. They don't come as usual. Praise God. The moment you do that, let me not deceive you. Anything you are giving is not acceptable. Give sacrificially. These pictures you have been looking here, let me just set example. Within October and December last year, God helped us to raise over 250,000 naira from people like you, church, individuals, students, to go out for this mission you are looking at. Just imagine, those things are not there. If there are people to go and there are no people to give, how will the work be achieved? Praise the Lord. Give sacrificially. I will still mention ways that we can still give to them. Remind consistently. Remind yourself. Be reminded consistently that these people need our support. It shouldn't be until they come or visit we should remember them. We can put them in our budget monthly, quarterly, biannually, every year, yearly, as individuals or as a church. Put them in your budget. Not until Capro comes here that we know that, oh, is our mission week, is our time. If we can support them, we can remember them. Remember that these people is just a privilege that you can be in the office, secular office. Under TKP, the Kingdom Project, that TLC is part of the umbrella, we have people called bankers in mission, retired but not tired, Christian teacher in missions, many, many arms like that, that you can engineer in engineers in mission like that, that you can fix yourself in. It's just a privilege that we can be under umbrella like this and call ourselves maybe our Savior's Chapel. But these people there, they need some people to always tell them that we care for you. Praise the Lord. They have family. Mosiah did a film some time ago, and the church was saying that my father is a missionary or pastor. I will never, God forbid, that I become a pastor or a missionary. Because of what? Because of what they see their parents passing through, what they pass through. Many people pray. At a time, people don't want to become a pastor. Because of what? They don't even give them house to rent. Because of what? Because of the life. The kind of life they are passing through. Praise the Lord. True visitation. Missionary under this true visitation. That is what I mentioned the other time. Missionary exposure experience. Me. I came here April this year to tell us that we are going to Benin Republic, about 8 countries. This platform is a platform for you to identify with mission body. Capro have their own. NCGF have their own. That whenever you want to go for missions like that, we look for people. Maybe you are a medical doctor, you are a nurse, you are a pharmacist, you can travel with us. You are a transporter, you can travel with us. That one will go a long way. And you will see the work these people are really doing there. We went to a place, Baroba, at the extreme end of Nigeria. If you get to that place, network of Benin Republic that you'll be using. There's this pastor, Reverend Oyedeji, from Baptist. This man will go to about 3 to 4 churches on a Sunday. And he was not having bicycle, not talk of, what was it called, motorcycle or motor. And anytime they see us like that, they are always happy. It will be as if we should not travel again. 2019, we went to a place, Peru, I can't remember the community now. That very Sunday that we got to that church, the man said, I am not going to preach. I want to eat another meal. And my brother said, Rokwe, you will be the one to minister. You will see the elderly man. You will see the joy in the heart of these people. You can visit them personally. You can visit them as a group. Praise the Lord. Like TLC now. Somebody surprised me on Christmas Day. And that's Mommy Chaplain. I didn't expect her to come at all. The only person that did not come, the people that did not come from Daddy's family, is Daddy and Precious. Joma went with us. When I saw Mommy coming, seriously, joy filled my heart. That, wow, that means they recognize that this thing we are doing is very, very important. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We don't know what that will mean to these people. Your prayers alone tell them that they are not alone, that we have not forgotten them. Praise the Lord. I pray when next Capro will come about their mission, when next TLC will come, when next NCGL will come, don't turn your face to the world. Praise the Lord. Help creatively. Help creatively. Like this picture you are looking here, Uncle Rebo did this for us. And he did not collect 1 naira. And that's how he has been doing it for us for years. He will do videos, he will do pictures that we can send to our partners to tell them that, okay, what you have given to us, this is the result. Praise the Lord. By God's grace, by the time we'll be going for this year's awareness again, this is what we will be giving to churches or ministers. Okay, from what you gave us last year, this is the report. Praise the Lord. You can give creatively. You can raise, what's it called? Fundraise. I have seen a video from abroad. You see people, they will just put down baskets. And they will say that they are raising money for the needy, for the missionaries. And they will, not like Nigeria, that they will be using it to defraud people on internet. Some people just have such art. collect money, they send it to the people on the mission field. You can use the talent God has given to you. You can compose song. You can compose drama. You can do a lot of, even in church, you can do awareness. My younger girl, Oreva, every year, you don't need to tell them that they will be going for TLC. And if you give them 100 flyers that day, before we elderly people or their parents or senior ones, we finish 5, you see them finish 100. And what we just tell them is, if you cannot preach, tell them Jesus loves you. You will just see some elderly people and they will be looking at them. This small boy, this small girl, you don't know the message that child, look at them here. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. You don't know the message God can use that children. Maybe somebody has been thinking that I'm too big to go for mission. By the time a small girl on Christmas Day, bringing flyers, by God's grace, Third Wednesday, Saturdays, our teenagers, we used to go for evangelism before the COVID. You will see Jubilee is in school now. He's the youngest and misses us then. You will see him going with Mommy Kechi, giving flyers to people. Praise the Lord. It can go a long way. Use your creativity. And these people also, they have family. They have children. Their children are going to school. You can come up with an idea or with one constructive idea. How can these people, that their children's school fees or their life cannot be tampered with? You can send games to them. Ask, okay, what level is your child now? Is it secondary school? Send something that will, for that purpose, a son or daughter that have not seen a child come to town, what do you think will happen to him? The ability for such child to mess up. But when you, with your own creativity, with your support, you acquit them with what is happening in town, it's going to go a long way. Praise the Lord. Number 8 here, Romans 8 here, listen compassionately. Acts chapter 4, 23 to 24. Can we see that? Listen compassionately. Acts chapter 4, 23 to 24. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Praise the Lord. We remember what happened after they beat them for preaching the gospel. They didn't go back and be thinking that what happened to us. And when they get to their company companions, they didn't feel dejected. And those ones did not condemn them. Only you, they talk. Your talk now don't cover you. Praise the Lord. Instead, their voice to God, they appreciate God. Lord, with this challenge we have faced, we are ready to do more for you. The church did not condemn them. They did not condemn what they are passing through. Some people, they should be that you say you won't go become missionary. Anything where your face or your eyes see, carry them now. Praise the Lord. There's one Mozambique film, the wife medical doctor, I think the husband too, medical doctor. When the couple said they were going on mission, the parents rejected them. They said, we disown you as our children. After all the investment we have made on you, praise God. They did not listen compassionately with them that, okay, this is God's mandate. This is God's heart desire. This is God's heartbeat for this generation. Praise the Lord. Listen to them. They need somebody to lean their head on. They're not superwoman. They have time. They face emotional challenge, spiritual challenge, financial challenge, health-wise challenge. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Don't just think that they are, because they are in mission field, they are all in all. No. Celebrate when they bring their reports. Praise the Lord. When missionaries bring report to us, how God healed the sick, that one is not even the main testimony. The main testimony, numbers of souls that gave their life to Christ. Praise God. I remember in Four Square, anytime we have a convention, we call it Mission Night. All our people, where we have, what is it called? missionaries, they will come and give reports, and you will see how people will be clapping. Not numbers of money we have in the account, but numbers of. So Bible says, for one sinner that repents, what happened? The whole heaven rejoice. Not the numbers of miracles, the dead that you raise back to life, but the numbers of souls. That is the main thing. Sinners coming back to God. And when they come and tell us, they come back and tell us the numbers of souls that give their life to Christ. Some people will just eat. Is that testimony? That is the greatest testimony. Praise the Lord. John 3:18 says, for as many that do not believe in him as the only begotten Son of God, as what? The only begotten Son of God is what? Is condemned already. No matter the position of that person, let him be the world president. If that person did not confess Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior, that person is condemned. It's not Okwem that is saying it. It is written in the Bible. And when they come back to give us such report that one herbalist gave his life, we have witnessed that many times. Herbalist. There is one TLC we went to, 2018 or 2019, children carrying masquerade. We show us pictures there. But one of us, to the glory of God, ministered to all the children and they gave their life to Christ. Praise the Lord. That is the joy we are talking about. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Missionaries want you to see the fruit of sending and rejoicing at what God is doing. Praise God. You can invite them. How is it going? Come and give us reports. Like the Capros usually come here. You can call anybody. NCGF, call TKP. Praise God. I'm privileged to be part of one of the mission body. Call. If you want to join, we'll get to that place. Join courageously. Praise God. To be a missionary is not a sin. Praise God. Baba Adeboye always says something. He said, any opportunity he has to hold the mic, he must make sure that he called for water call. And he said, God has showed him where he's going to. And why? Is as a result of soul winning. He said some people will sleep on the streets of heaven because they did not build anything in heaven. And the major resources, highest currency that can make you to receive the best in heaven is soul winning. Daddy, I'm starting to correct this, sir. If you want to have the best and you want God to defend you to any length, make soul winning your lifestyle. Make it your passion. Forget whatever you have, whatever you, whoever they call you. When it comes to soul winning, please do it as if that is the only thing you can do to survive in life. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Join courageously. Ask for a way you can partner. Ask for a way you can go. I told you, retired but not tired. You have retired from your place of work. But how can I be? You have pensioners. Make that a means of winning souls. They are your age mates. There is a way you can talk to them that I cannot talk to them. There is a way you, Daddy and his colleague, that they can chat together. Daddy and Daddy Omovudu. They can relate together and tell them, hey, the remaining years is not much for you. What are you still doing with your life? And you will not be angry. If I should go and tell Daddy now, how many years is that you are having left? Why don't you give your life to Christ for somebody like his age mate? I know that I'm looking for your trouble. Praise the Lord. But Daddy can say it jokingly and have a way of preaching to his age mate and they will never get angry. Am I lying? Praise the Lord. Have a way. You can become a full-time missionary. We have some people called tent maker, auxiliary missionaries. Praise God. You can step in your place of work. Mommy, you are a lecturer, you are a missionary, you are your place of work. Praise the Lord. You can determine every student that come in contact with me. As long as I'm here, you must hear about Jesus. Praise the Lord. Individual, family, and church. Churches that supported missionaries in the Bible. Individuals, families, churches that supported what? Missionaries in the Bible. Joses, that's Barnabas, is in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 36. And Joses, who also named Barnabas by the apostles,
which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus. What did he do? He sold his land and he brought the money to the feet of the apostles that, please use it for the ministry. Use it for the purpose of the gospel. Praise the Lord. Don't say that, okay, until our Savior's chapel, we are going to do it. You can do it personally. You can support missionary personally. Praise the Lord. And it's not about age. I'm not talking of students using your school fees, so you're on your own. Let Holy Spirit direct you. Don't ever use your school fees that will now bring problems to yourself or to your parents. Praise God. I don't tell our teenagers, they are giving you pocket money. Is that not so? From your pocket money, begin to save. Know how to invest into God's kingdom. Praise the Lord. They give you 2900 naira to take to school. You can begin to what? Build your heart, build yourself towards that. Simon the Tanner lodged Peter in his house. Praise God. You can invite these people to your house. Thank God. There was a time mommy and daddy were telling us that their house is a mission house. Now let's go there to have retreats. Missionaries are coming. Sometimes when our national delegates are coming, daddy and mommy, sometimes they say, okay, they can come to their place. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Make your home a place for God. Make it a mission house for missionaries. Praise the Lord. He did that. And when Cornelius was to call on Peter, he said, go to a Simon. Even Holy Spirit described his house by the sea side. Praise the Lord. Peter was in his house at that time. You can welcome them. You can just invite them for dinner. You can just invite them for holiday. 2 days, 3 days. Accommodate them. Let them feel at home. Feel among that they still belong to the Christian fold. Joanna and Susanna. Luke chapter 8, verse 3. And Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, who provided for him from their substance. These are individuals. They made up their mind that they will support Jesus' ministry. What about this Joseph that went to ask for the body of Jesus to be buried? Praise the Lord. Let your resources, let your time, let your profession go for missions to support missionaries. Lydia and the household and family. Lydia, let's see Acts 16, 15 and 42a. Acts 16. And when she and her household were baptized, she begged us, that's Paul and his entourage, saying, if you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay. So she persuaded us. Let's see verse 40a. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia. Praise God. After they put them in the prison, Paul and Silas, when they removed them from the prison, where did they went to? They went to Lydia's house to encourage the church that God has helped them to establish there. Praise the Lord. By somebody opening his house, there was a church in that place. And remember I told you, the two scriptures that we read talks about the benefit of those supporting missionaries. The benefit that God put first for us. Philippians church, Philippians chapter 4, 15 to 19. Priscilla and Aquila. Let's see the story of Priscilla and Aquila. Acts 16, 3 to 4. Acts 16, 3 to 4. Acts chapter 16. Okay, why were I still? Okay. Paul wanted to have him go with him. No. Oh, sorry, I made an error there. You know, it's Romans 16, 3 to 4. Sorry, Romans 16, 3 to 4. Romans chapter 16, 3 to 4. Yes, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own neck for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Don't support missionary when it is convenient for you. I always say something. Why do people wait until their soup in the freezer has gotten sour that they will remember that there are some people that need those soup? Praise God. Don't wait until your shoes start to peel. We have the Capro missionaries. We can give it to them. We have the TLC missionaries. We can give it to them. Praise the Lord.
They risked their life, their neck. And God used this same family to help Apollos and Peter and Paul. Praise God. The way daddy and mommy, they have been helping many generations to groom them. I know many other people like that. That is what they desire. Grooming young generation. Apollos was zealous, but they told him, a young man, this is not the way to go about it. You can do it this way, you can do it this way, you can do it this way. Praise the Lord. Philippian church. And also in the Old Testament, not in the New Testament, that it happened alone. Abigail to David, when he was to kill Laban, Abigail went and meet him. You can guide the missionaries from giving up. David had been doing good to Laban. He has been watching over his servants and his what? And his sheep. But when it was Laban to return his own part now, he refused. And the wife went there, please, don't let innocent blood, don't let this foolish man tarnish the testimony, the glory of God over your life. Praise the Lord. And that what settled that. And David even blessed Abigail for helping him not to act foolishly. There are sometimes these people, I told you, they are human beings. Your counsel can deliver them from error. Your counsel can deliver them from going astray as well. I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. The Shunammite woman to Elisha said, I perceive this man is a man of God. We can make what? House. Just and give him table, give him mattress there. Praise God. The widow of Zarephath took Elijah in because he was what? He was a man of God. Then Obadiah, 1 Kings chapter 18, 2 to 3. So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab, and there was severe famine in Samaria, and Ahab called Obadiah, who was in charge of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. 3. Verse 3. Okay, praise God. Oh, they already put the two together. He feared, and what did he do? He kept about 100 or so of prophets. He kept them, and he was giving them food during the time of Jezebel, killing a prophet at that time. What did he do? He kept them and was feeding them. It happened in the Old Testament as well. Praise God. It's not only in the New Testament. To mention a few, yes, let us now come to the pictures. From all the points that we mentioned, how individuals, family, church can support missions. What can we bring out from all these pictures that we are seeing here? How does it relate with supporting missionaries through mission work? Anybody? I'm asking a question now. From all this picture we have seen, how does it correlate or go hand in hand with supporting mission work through missionaries? All the points we've highlighted, how does it correlate with the picture we are seeing here? I will call you. Don't look away. Dr. Mocha, don't look away. Just be looking at me. Don't look away. Yes? Any contribution? Please, let me to give it to Mommy Efe. Bring out two or three points that we have highlighted here with this picture.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This picture now.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
We've seen the mission attending to people medically.
Okay.
You can see that your profession, you can use it to minister. God don't just put it there that just become a doctor, become a nurse or nothing.
Okay, that is help creatively, right? Okay, with your profession, like mommy, what was it called? Peggy now. By the sheer grace of God, many times she will abandon many things on that day for us to go with us. God will continue to bless you, man. Yes, that's one. She has mentioned one. Any other person? From the point you have mentioned, how does he correlate or relate with the pictures you have been seeing in? Your support. Your financial support is there. Yes, sir. Help me to give it to daddy. Hallelujah.
Besides seeing medical personnel working there, we can see packets of drugs on the table. I'm sure they were not dug from the ground. It was money that brought them there. So through giving financially, we can provide these things for missions work also.
Hallelujah.
During that Israel's 78th birthday and retirement, NCGF did mission in his village. They even did operation. Daddy, am I lying? Praise God. God will take us there by God's Abraka Center. We have some of our centers, TLC centers, that they conduct mobile operation on Christmas Day. Praise the Lord. If you are having 1 billion naira for missions, it's not enough. Praise God. The schools that missionaries built at that time, that government are saying that they are over it. Some people paid the price at that time. There's a place, Nigerian youth camp in Ilorin, towards Eyenkorin. This woman, she didn't give birth to one child, but she had many spiritual, Catherine, I can't remember the surname, part of her name is Catherine Dick. She established, I think, Lagos Business School. She established about 5 or 6 things that are still existing. That Nigerian youth camp in Ilorin was founded in 1959. And if you go, that's where we usually have our international conference, that our brethren all over the world do come there. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. We can see that celebrating to our report. Some people, when they see this report, they feel glad. What we are doing is not a waste, and we want to do what? To do more. By God's grace, during this year, last year's TLC, over 120 or 134 people give their life to Christ through this mission we are talking about. Praise the Lord. Your clothes. We've seen somebody on that day. The woman was gathering sticks to roast yam. Pastor Fidelis was the one that gave that woman with her 3 children or so money to go and buy food to eat. Some people go there to give villagers food. It's possible. On that very day, you can go there with good food, you can go there with raw food, give it to the villagers, and they will surely listen to you. Conclusion: Paul knew that giving is better than receiving. Acts 20:35. And that God will reward people for their support of the missionaries. We do not support missionaries expecting to get something back, but we support them believing in the importance and urgency of missions and trusting God will use those people to change the world. By doing so, we will be a big part in spreading the word of God among the nations, and that is our greatest blessing. Shalom.